eyes in my eyes. Stand tall like a man. It's on like a horse. When it's all mixed up, better break it down. In the world of secrets, in the world of sound. It's in the way you're always hiding from the light. See for yourself, you have been sitting on a time bomb. No revolution, maybe someone somewhere else could show you something new about you and your renaissance. And all the love in the world won't stop the rain from falling, wasting being underground. I wanna break it down.
Hello, and welcome to Focus and Fury.
No.
I am one of the five hosts, Nigel. I play Kador.
This is Ryan. I play Signar.
This is Jamie, and I play Crix.
I'm Caleb. I play Kador.
I'm KC, and I play Convergence.
Sweet. And we are an explicit and opinionated podcast, otherwise known as Explicinated.
Yep.
Page 5.
All the way.
Yeah. Episode 167.
Episode 167.
Edits. No edits.
Actually, to be fair, it's just 143. We just did 142.
Yeah. That's true.
We can do it in sequence until next week.
Yeah.
And then we might jump a couple extra or whatever. Yeah. We might record some bad ones and get lost.
Those are just lost episodes.
Yeah, they're lost episodes.
Yeah. Which is now legitimately a thing.
Yeah. That's true.
We do have lost episodes now.
Yeah, we'll release them eventually as part of a 50th anniversary experience for all our fans.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll make you pay for it.
Wow.
No, it's going to be on the BBC. It's going to be neat.
Ooh. Yeah. Classy.
Yeah.
I might be able to get
141 going.
We have access to the website, like the background stuff. So
for
if we stored it, no, for Focus and Fury.
Oh.
So I might be able to actually recycle 1 through 42 or something. That could be sweet.
Why?
That'd be sweet.
Well,
there are some gems in there.
Come on.
That's true.
It's a legit question, I would say normally.
we could just go through and cut out all the parts where Beanish makes an ass of himself and make that a podcast.
No, that's like half the fun for people.
It sounds like a podcast then.
Yeah. That sounds like every podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, that Beanish.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Kador Dojo then.
Whoa.
Yeah, today is Kador Dojo. Yay! Everybody immediately turns the radio off.
Aww.
Or their podcast off.
We've never done this before.
Yeah. He's still...
<That's true. laughs>
This is the first time we've done Kador Dojo, and people have considered Kador to be legit.
The problem
God
is...
God damn it.
Yeah. I'm not on board with this.
Another podcast that we don't need to name has got Nigel all... riled up about the Kador.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't know shit about Kador.
And they've infuriated our boss here.
Music.
Thanks, Wes.
God damn it. But yeah, but now I take it all back. Wes was right.
So what has gotten your ire up?
That they don't know what they're talking about. Oh. 100%.
Wow.
And nobody plays it. And they got Lance, as Jamie pointed out.
Correct.
They got Lance. But he's never on, so who cares? If he were actually on talking about it, then they'd have a valid case of, say, whatever.
That's a good point.
But mostly it's a bunch of headless chickens just saying random stuff.
I think Pike Beat are pretty good. Black Dragons are the best. I'd take 20.
No, you wouldn't.
Then you'd make them tough and you'd pop Pierre's feet. And then you'd be immune and knocked out.
That's what the mini feet... Anyways...
And then you take 15 jacks and run over park. So here's what you do. You take 6 things with the same special rule, and then you double down.
What the fuck?
What does that mean?
You pop 2 feet, they both
Here's the point.
Down.
Yeah. You've got Pierre's feet, where he pops it, and they get 4 plus stuff immune to knockdown. Then you take the Iron Fate Kovnik, which they're immune to fucking knockdown. Yeah. And then they pop their mini feet, Iron Zeal, which makes them immune to knockdown.
Yeah, you triple down.
Yeah, you triple down. At that point, they should be back to like being able to be knocked down.
Yeah.
If you're immune to knockdown 3 times, they should just fall down.
Everybody falls over.
Or they like shoot out the table. Like, I don't know.
They end up in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that's basically their Kador Dojo.
Then you're really immune to knockdown. Except for your caster, he's still fucked.
Stop. Wasn't the Rusk immune to knock down that turn?
No. Yeah. That's just the one turn.
Yeah, the one turn.
Yeah.
And if you lash yourself to the mechanic UA, which they don't even talk about. on their dojo.
Because it's only top-level dojo. Because
that's some top-level shit.
Where you throw a Rusk into the mechanic
yeah.
UA.
Yeah.
And then you charge off.
You have to throw him to Mariner. We've already mapped this out.
Yeah, we have the plan. We just haven't executed it.
You got a wrestler in this list, too?
No.
No, wrestler's not needed.
Okay.
It's two conquests. It's two conquests and a Mariner. And you have one conquest.
The hell driving the Mariner?
Dirty Meg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is legit.
This is pretty legit. Super tech.
I got a question.
Huh.
Were you guys drinking a lot when you made this list up?
Probably.
We're like Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And it's delicious.
Kool-Aid. Yeah. It's an auto. This is how.
Yeah.
You Butcher.
Oh.
Auto beats E. Denny no matter what.
Huh.
Yeah. It's true. This is super tech.
100% of the time.
I'm now intrigued.
You take Dirty Meg in a Mariner.
Okay.
And then you take two conquests and a Cold and Lord. And that's essentially your list, Salt of Taste from Cossack Woodsman or something. And then,
I wish we had a video so that people could see my face right now. Sheer disbelief of this dumbass list.
Hold up, it gets better.
Yeah,
so,
it's way better.
It's legit.
So you move up as far as you can before you know she's gonna have to pop her feet. When she pops her feet, you have it set up so the Conquest 1 uses the focus, cause she pops her feet, everything's minus 3 defense.
Yeah.
So he gets a free focus from the Colden Lord. He takes a throw, power attack throw. He throws the Mariner, 9 inches at her.
Oh,
and it'll be short. That's fine. That's, you don't care. It's gonna land.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw the Butcher with the other one at it. And then the Butcher hits the Mariner, because it's got lash, he's immune to knockdown. So he doesn't have to he forfeits his move or his action, but he doesn't have to forfeit both. And then he can just start sucking people in. And,
or energize.
Flashing blade, energizer, and then, actually can't advance on her feet. Period.
Oh.
Yeah, so energizer.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah. So you're trying to throw her within 5 inches. But if she pops her feet so that he gets the conquest, and he's in front of the conquest, then you throw him into her. You throw him at the Mariner, and then he can suck her in with, impending doom.
And it's game over.
Best game over.
Ever.
Yep.
Beats every caster every time.
Well, it beats Epic Denny anyways. It's basically like, take that bitch, get out of the tournament scene.
Yeah. I like the Gorton plan more.
Yeah, it's wrestlers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you can just use Rise Up. And,
yeah.
And then suck them in 8 inches. And
hot.
Turn one some bitches just straight out of their deployment zone.
Are we talking about dildos again?
Yep. So that's the next level tech for Kotar, but we don't want to talk about that stuff.
Have you decided on a second list yet?
Epic Irusk is a huge, strong super contender because of the pirate ball. I'm just addicted to the pirate ball. It's amazing.
I thought that one was ruled out because time turns is still a thing.
I actually got a lot of time in the Rochester tournament. I got a lot of quality turns in with it, and it was fine. It was like, actually it was fine. It's just as grindy for the opponent as it is for yourself. Like, them getting hung up on 4+ tough is really slows down their plans. And it punches really fucking hard. So it's a really good anti-armor list because you're double battle, you've got two amazing battle list targets. So they just, highly, highly accurate melee attacks with, battle lust. Pretty spectacular. And also you're starting to see from the horde side particularly multi-wound spam. So you're starting to see, skinwalker spam, gator man spam,
warders,
trollkin warders. That's what that tees off super hard because I do have, first mate Hawk. So, the
extra
pirates become,
living.
What's that?
Extra die against living or just extra die straight up?
Against warrior models.
Okay.
So it's an additional die against warrior models when they're in her command, and, then you get battle lust. So they're like super weapon masters. And, they hit really hard.
Wasn't me.
The other revelation, Ragman. A little dabble, do ya?
He's pretty good. I was looking at Ragman. He's gotta be so close to anything to give it the Dark Shroud.
He does, but that's a list that he really goes off on. So that's the big one. He does. It's actually a pain in the ass.
Yeah, cause he has to be within 3 inches of whatever he wants to get Dark Shroud to.
Yep.
It works really well.
Way up front.
It's easy to do with Colossals. It's harder to do with a lot of.
Correct. It's really easy to do with Iron Fang Pikemen when it's a pocket list. So you're basically hogging the middle of the table with just a giant cloud of shit.
Yeah.
And he's just in there, and he's really tough because he's suckering the 4+ tough immune knockdown pirates.
Does he have stealth naturally?
No.
No.
He's just got sucker.
Yeah. So he's just killing all the pirates and then they don't care.
Yep. But when you have those Pikemen come over and he hands that stuff, I also use the Spriggan. I used to use the Decimator in the list, but I've switched up to the Spriggan because I like to be able to, energize her up and then flare stuff. So that allows people to see through smokes, trees, trees, stealth, the stealth one too. Cause the power in the list is you put, fire for effect on one of the riflemen.
Yeah.
So, and then it's a 3-man CRA that's POW 15, all boosted. And then they can Zephyr around. So they walk 9 and then shoot you with a boosted POW 15. that's 14 inches range.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And it just puts a little bit of pressure on certain things. So, like, key solos, their caster, whatever, you can hit them with a really nice shot.
What's your second unit?
Iron Fang Pikeman. Oh, so, Pikeman. Full pirate boat, which would be, so it's Epic Irusk, he's bonded to a Spriggan.
Yeah.
Then it's the full pirate boat, three riflemen, the UA, and then all the stupid solos, basically make him sweet.
Do you take Rock Bottom?
I take Cock Bottom. Cock Bottom doesn't make him tough, because Irusk does. But
you're
then,
giving him all the other stuff.
Yep, you just pay off to make him +2 to hit and damage with their range
money shot.
Yep. Money shot all day as money in the bank with
that's
fucking
insane.
Battle Lust.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, that and against war models.
Yeah.
That's legit still. That's super legit.
So they're boosted hit, basically, and boosted damage.
So they're hitting defense 18 on average. Yep. That's fucking insane.
But what's really sweet is,
and occasionally you can use it to ignore, terror and that type of thing.
Yeah. So I would have, like, Ragman hang out by the Spriggan and then the Iron Fang Pikeman.
Jesus.
And then they would create, like, this weird expansion of Dark Shroud. And so, like, those pirates would be teeing off with essentially POW 14 pistols with 3d6 damage. That's pretty fucking sweet.
Mm.
Oh, so good.
It's even sweeter when you have to, when you don't have to roll to hit.
No, it's really sweet when you don't have to roll to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just sweet. But yeah, it was like, you know, they could wreck. Armor 24 is like dice minus 12, dice minus 10 on 4d6 and then on 3d6. That'll chew through it. So that was legit. They were pretty cool. I was really impressed with how resilient the list was and how hard it fucking punched. I also played a game with against like Peace Striker, and it was the Stormwall kind of got up in my shit under the feet turn, and the Iron Fang Pikeman with the Ragman did damage to it on its, you know, at its highest armor.
So just curious, with the proliferation of Butcher 3 and like Grievous Wounds and stuff, do you think it's still as legit?
With Butcher 3, if Butcher 3 was a legitimate fear of drop, I would drop Peace Orsha a trillion times to one. And I would probably drop Peace Orsha against most
Kador.
Like, yeah, most Kador lists.
Okay.
And so, to be fair, we're actually seeing less B3 now. He was not at Rochester at all, and at least three players had him.
Yeah, he's, I think some of the novelty wore off of some of his shenanigans. Yeah. They're getting
but
known.
But there's still a lot of Grievous Wounds out there.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, like there's the trees and stuff.
It's one of those things when you spam so much of it, though, that you just always get it. Like eventually you'll.
But it's, I mean, they still have to be in the bubble, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a 10 inch, or.
It's an 11 inch bubble.
I because you have Madeline.
Yep.
So, 11 inches.
Yep.
I mean, that's not a ton of room.
It's a ton of room.
It's a lot of room when they get to move through each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it more effective.
The pirates can, essentially, that's what's nice about Cockbottom, is if the list does need to stretch, Cockbottom can just make them tough, and I don't have to worry about it. So they can kind of run off on their own and not necessarily worry too much about.
And if you lose, fucking sword in the air, dude.
Valachev.
Does it just the whole thing fall apart?
No, because then again, Cockbottom's there to sort of make him tough. So you can spend a coin just to make him tough, and then they're 4+ tough running around.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Okay. The only thing that falls apart then is they can't be battle-lusted.
Okay.
But they're still fairly legit.
Yeah, and they can't move through each other. They can't get that part of
it. Also, that boat has a shit ton of dudes in it. I mean,
it's a big ton of dudes, and they're all 4+ tough immune to knockdown, and there's like a medium-based guy for Valachev to hide behind, because he's hiding behind Bosun Grogspire or whatever. So he's got a big command, and Bosun's, you know. What I'll actually often do with, I found that like the 11 inches on Irusk isn't actually all that critical. So I'll run Bosun Grogspire and Chef Boyardee touching Madeline Corbeau. And that makes it a lot more playable, because then they go from 8s to 9s. So that's a lot more of a difference than Irusk trying to get 11. 10. Yeah. But the other thing about Madeline Corbeau is that she's in a little bit more of a forward position. And then she allows someone like First Mate Hawk
Get the intrigue
move. Yeah. And First Mate Hawk with intrigue is a fucking bitch. She kills stuff. Yeah.
Acrobatics is sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet. It's a little baby Eliminator.
She's way better than Eliminator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2-attack Weapon Master.
Yeah.
With acrobatics.
she fucking crushes people's souls.
It's also interesting because it's like an extra layer, because the pirates through Irus can walk through each other. So it moves, the list is very easy to sort of, it flows well. And then she's acrobatic, so she intrigues through the pirates, and then she charges out, and then they go back over her, and it's just, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Hot.
Around her, originally. But, yeah. And then the Iron Fang Pikeman hit pretty goddamn hard.
And that's...
With Battle Lust, especially.
Yeah.
Just ruin days.
You don't run the Covenant with them,
right? I do run the Covenant.
Oh, okay, so you're the Covenant.
Because then they're tough immune to knockdown also. So, like, everybody's tough immune to knockdown on the list.
Balls.
It's really annoying. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, it's pretty awesome. And they're like, I'll cue that metal, and then I'll make my tough check, and they'll be like, okay, well, I don't hit it with my next attack. No, you don't. they always fall. They always want to, like, assume it's knockdown.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing is you really got to practice with a list like that because you spend so much time on a lot of the movement. And there's so many models to move around and deal with. And
but they all move to each other, and it's pretty simple. It's actually a Crix list. That's the weird thing about it. It plays really fast. Like, Irisk goes first. He hands out two battle lusts, and then he energizes one. And then that allows the Spring to walk up four, and, you know, so he walks up five and flares or whatever. And then everybody else just runs around and makes, you know, battle lust attacks. And because they're tough, it's also the good thing about the list is if you're playing time turns as opposed to chess clock turns, not activating everybody isn't a big deal. You tend to just like, oh, the last like six pirates didn't get to attack. But all the ones that counted, you know, you get to do all the critical shit, which is your caster, all the key solos, and then you just start making like attacks until you run out of time.
It's the key solos, it seems like, in that one. There's a lot of them, and there's bubbles you gotta keep everybody in.
Yep, there is
that. So there's a lot of planning.
Yeah, Valchev helps that too, though. So it's a big complicated ball of shit that has to move all over the fucking place. And they can't move around the solos, so the solos have to run the place first. And then those guys have to kind of work around the solos. But Valchev kind of gives them the extra movement to do that.
Yeah, because he just... That's Zephyr's mom.
Zephyr's. That's really awesome, too, is when you just... You'll get jammed up a little bit, and you can just Zephyr out and shoot, or do other stuff, or Zephyr out and have the Iron Fang Pikeman charge in.
Do you still say free strike when you Zephyr?
No.
Zephyr is sweet.
It's a placement.
Yep.
Actually, it's not a place. It's just
it's immune to free strike.
Yeah, it is an advance.
It's one of the reasons I liked it so much on my Nis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I engage your Nis. Okay.
I Zephyr well, out and then shoot you.
And just the random 22-inch threat on a walking, you know.
Yeah.
I walk 10 and I shoot 12.
Take
that's
that.
That's legit, yeah.
So is that list only playable at 50?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want to deal with a 35-point threat on it, really.
So, if you were playing in the tournament tomorrow, what list would you be playing?
The tournament 3 days ago.
Whatever.
So, for the reminder, the wonky tournament is 35 points, you get 10 points of specialist on the sideboard.
I thought it was 15.
That we played in.
No, I fucked that up last week.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
Yep.
Everyone's gonna show up with the wrong shit, Jamie's gonna be in trouble.
No one listens to this shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's actually not true, I got emails about that.
Oh.
They were like, you said on the podcast at 15.
Dude, yeah.
But the thing said it was 10, and I'm like, it's 10.
Wait, our podcast went out? It got posted?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. See, I don't even listen.
Didn't you get all the fan mail?
We got to put all our email addresses in there.
Yeah. Die in a fire. Stop being on. Yeah.
So, is there anyone else in the contention for second list, or is it really looking like Epic Gears?
Epic Vlad is the next up in the dojo.
Back to Caleb's wheelhouse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm running tomorrow.
Epic Vlad's
no,
my favorite.
Yeah, Epic Vlad at 35
are you
points.
You running that list that you ran today?
Yeah, it's fucking mean.
Yeah, it is mean. Holy
that
shit.
Is weird how much powerful he gets, how much more gets.
Yeah, he just fucking teased the fuck off at 35 points.
You were,
the feet, man. It's actually good the fewer models because of the way his feet works.
Yeah, exactly.
The more bang for your buck.
So what sucks is we're going to have like people just fresh out the league who are brand new, and then Caleb's going to be dick punching them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can come and play Siege.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I can fucking assassinate you from across the table.
I will kill all your models.
Go!
That sounds like a challenge.
Yep. Yeah. Mental dojo right now. I won.
I'm actually excited. We got a bunch of new players coming in.
Yeah, we do.
I've never done a tournament.
Yeah. It'll be fun. To, also,
maybe I should play something stupid.
I think it's
Gova.
Yeah.
Duke Karchev. Karchev is another one of those fun guys at 35. So he's just like,
Yeah. The Berserker spam?
Yeah, ruin the game for him in a different way. Yeah.
No. I have a challenge for you.
You decide the list I play. How about that? I'll let you build my list.
You know what's happening then, right?
What?
It's Hamovich.
Hamovich?
Oh, God.
Don't let him build your list.
I won't build the list. You have to play Hamovich, though. You can build it however you want.
Oh,
I will bring my Hamovich tomorrow.
Conquest.
Jesus. I have Hamovich.
Oh, good. Yeah, all right.
Hamovich and Conquest. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Don. It's cool with me.
The shittiest epic balder ever.
Yeah.
I would run.
Just run destroyers and broadside every turn.
I'd run the dudes on horses, the Grey Lords on horses.
Yep.
Because with Fortune, they're actually kind of legit.
Uh-huh.
And Black Ivan. Right? Yeah. Affinity. Yeah.
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 That's my list. Black Ivan Conquested.
What's Hark's stat line again?
It's fucking terrible. It's not good.
No, what's his man rant?
Harkovich?
Yeah, it's like 7.
He's 7'6". Does he even have a gun?
No.
Yeah.
So nobody cares about the second part.
I'm just thinking he actually sounds like a COC caster.
No, they're good.
Yeah.
But I mean, his stat line, I think, is kind of like theirs.
Yes, it is kind of like theirs.
He's not quite as armored.
That's true. But he's got, like, you know, kind of the bizarre spell list and the...
He's a 15-16 defensive stat.
So tune in for how Caleb beat everybody with Hamovich.
Yeah.
God,
you can do it.
What was his man?
S 7-6.
He's immune to Raven.
I was right.
Okay. So you got that going for you.
He has jump start, so I'll never use that. And Razor Wind. Never use that.
Hey, I've killed somebody with Razor Wind. With him.
What's jump start do again?
Oh, God.
Does it stand him up for free?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can they still do stuff?
No.
Is it the cheating type where you can still activate and do cool stuff? If you
no, it's the uncheating version.
God damn it.
It
fucking
They're no longer stationary.
He almost got useful.
He does unstationary people.
Yep.
For free.
Hey, you know how it doesn't work? Because he can't cast that when he has no focus and he's stationary from Source's feet.
True.
And he's just like, oh, God, if I could just touch the... Oh, shit.
You get unstationary himself.
No, he can't.
No, he can't. He has no focus if he gets shot by...
Oh, if
And then him and his whole fucking garbage battle group just to sit there and stare at you while he gets fucking...
You mean... When
but
you
he's
get...
hiding in his pocket of three conquests, so he's going to get you.
No.
His feet is just so fucking bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's so That's fucking stupid.
Plus three arm. Models and, can charge.
Are you listening, Muse? Harkovich is not good.
Yeah, he's fucking lame. You fucking idiots. Jesus.
I wish he was good. If he was good, I might come back home.
Well,
he's not good.
Yeah, he's not good. So you basically, I'm gonna keep on playing Grex.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I guess.
Just play Epic Ball.
Conquest gets to shoot before he charges. It's legit. Just, you know, play that list. It's a list. Is that just gonna come and play Gatormans?
Mm-hmm.
Just incorporeal Gatormans? People will be like, what? What's an incorporeal?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see if, Nigel dodges or not.
What do you mean? I said I was not playing.
Yeah.
I said dodging. Yeah. I'm dodging if I'm not playing.
We're all not playing.
Yeah.
It's just mean. Why'd you do that to those guys?
You're supposed to be playing.
Yeah, I might.
You play. You
Ryan should play.
I can get up. These things happen
before
noon.
Play constant plays.
Things shouldn't happen before noon in the world.
Holy shit.
That Rochester tourney, they start at 1,
yeah,
which is great because then we get out at 11.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that sounds legit.
That was awesome. Okay, keep in mind that we went to Newt's for 2 hours, and that was only for 2 hours because we had to wait like 1 hour for Alex and Isaac to figure out how to get the Newt's.
Oh, well, don't forget we had to call AAA first, too.
Yeah, we had to call AAA, and then...
Whose fucking car did you drive?
Oh, we took mine. No, we didn't call for my car.
Oh, okay.
One of the other guys from Mankato lost his key in the car.
He started his car with
Please
his keys.
Tell me what's lost.
It was, yeah, it was.
Well, it was that
it
car.
Was his buddy.
It was Richie.
Richie, yeah. So he put the keys in the ignition, started the car, and then got out of the car, walked.
Well, no, he had his clicker. But the clicker stopped working. He used it like 2 minutes before, right? Got into his car, turned it on, took the clicker with him, right? And then it didn't work. It was done. And so we had to call AAA to have him jimmy it. Which put us like half an hour behind and everything, and it was...
Yeah.
Like, it was good helping out Richie and everything. That felt good. But waiting sucked.
That's not. Nigel's not buying it. He is like, gave me the dubious look.
At Newt's, they had a sandwich. They had a 1 pound burger with bacon and cheese on it.
Jesus
and
Christ.
It had a grilled cheese sandwich for the buns. So one bun was a grilled cheese sandwich, and the other bun was a grilled cheese sandwich.
Holy shit, was this called like a fucking heart attack?
It might have been called the Newt. I don't know. It's called something.
No, it was called a fat something rather.
Yeah.
Well, that's fitting.
So when I was down at ATL a few years ago, right, we went to this place called Vortex, and they had the triple bypass, right, and it was that same thing, but it was a double cheeseburger with bacon and a fried egg with grilled cheese sandwiches for buns.
Holy
I did not have it.
It's called the constipator.
No, I'm pretty sure that would just liquidate your bowel.
Yeah, I think you would. Yeah,
again, it's like, did everyone do the Scabbers costume?
Nailed it. You ever want to do
Peanut Chapter Toppers.
Yeah, exactly.
You just need to come to the tower on a Saturday and pretend you're a Pathfinder guy.
Yeah.
And then go use our bathroom.
Yeah. To be fair, those were L5R guys that did that.
Whatever.
Oh, what'd they do?
Did you wreck
the diaper? The diaper.
I wasn't there for that, but I heard about
it. He blew out a spare and then.
Glad I carry an extra.
Can't leave mid game.
Oops. Left poop in the garbage can. Pathfinder guys to smell.
Is that better or worse than the kid who actually had poop on his pants upstairs?
What?
Worse.
That was a while ago.
Better, I don't know.
It's worse.
Yeah, the kid who had the mud track?
Yeah.
It was pretty
bad. It was like,
the worst part, it was a mud track on his pants and then on the shirt above the pants.
Yeah. I was like, maybe it's wet out and he rode his bike.
No.
Maybe he sat on a plate of chocolate brownies.
He was like 16.
Yeah, he was.
Has he ever come back?
No.
No. We have the best people.
Hey, who's that kid with shit all over himself? Actually, he's been around. Like, that kid actually at the time, he had been around multiple times before that, because I remembered when we were talking about him, I was like, there's some kid shit all over himself. And when I saw him, like, that kid's here all the time. But he hasn't been back since. Okay. Yeah.
Apparently when he realized there was shit all over himself.
Yeah. Speaking of shit all over yourself, the Taco Bell at my work is open and running. Oh, my God.
Taco Bell.
Fuck that place.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You're fucking
insane. They have cheesy potato burritos. With, like, there's beef in it, though.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I love how this fell apart. The fucking wheels just came off.
So fucking good.
There's meat-like product in it. That's what you meant.
I don't care. It tastes like pure deliciousness.
It's all right. I like
he's not wrong.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they drive around all the Wendy's and they scrape off all the fryers into like a bucket and that's the meat. And then it's trickle down foodonomics. And it lands in my burrito.
That's why.
And it's amazing.
That's they why put
it's
some a spices dollar. In there.
Yeah, they put some spices in there, some sour cream and some cheese and cheese and potatoes. They threw potatoes in there to get the Irish guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not letting you get me into this.
Fuck you, Nigel.
What? It's so good.
We're not making you eat it. I'm telling you. Fuck you, Gary.
I love the fact that you're such a food snob. This is offending you.
Yeah. I am a food snob.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll go to Burger King.
The thing is, it's like, I actually enjoy you guys, and I don't want to see you die. So
what you're saying is we should stop coming to Tower and go out and exercise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
Yeah. Yeah. Exercise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go back to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Taco Bell.
Wait, but I do go out and exercise.
Aww.
Uh-huh, sure you do.
Yep.
He does.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, I actually still come to Tower.
I do.
I
that killed the conversation. Good job.
Yeah.
So what I hear is when we go see I, Frankenstein in January, we're hitting T-Bell first.
Go fuck
yes,
it.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in a movie theater with you guys after eating.
You
tacos.
So are.
It'll be smell-o-vision. You're going to be like, it smells just like the movie. It's so good in here.
It smells like somebody with diabetes.
Someone with diabetes just made a Scabbers costume. Who's cosplay Scabbers in here?
On the upside. You don't work there. You don't have to clean up after we're done. Oh, those poor high schoolers.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what we have to do? We have to, like, go to the movie and not hit T-Bell first, right? And then we have to, like, just sneak it into the theater and sit next to Caleb on either side of him and then bust out the T-Bell.
Oh, if we can get, like, this is, like, kind of an elaborate, awesome setup, which is, like, so we have to get a couple people to go with Caleb, like, we'll get Seppi and, like, Wes to go with him. And then the rest of us will actually all go to Taco Bell and sit in the row behind him.
You know what? Something happened at a Colorado movie theater not that long ago.
Oh, now we know why it
happened.
That would be awesome.
As long as it's not White Castle, at least I can stomach it.
Again, they wouldn't know. They would just be so into the movie. They'd be like, this movie must be really good. I'm like, I'm in the movie.
It smells like shitty food. It's amazing.
Just shit.
It smells like shit. It smells exactly like this animation looks.
Yeah. It's like Jerry Bruckheimer's finally perfected his art.
Yeah. It's so realistic.
I feel like I'm literally eating shit.
But when we're all done, we have to each leave a one. Taco.
An 8-inch wet spot on the seat.
No, we all have to keep a taco, then drive to Beanish's house, and leave it in his couch.
And just hide him
he's hide his house.
He's got a dog now, that dog.
Dog will eat it and die. Because it's fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's true.
He lives at Beanish. I'm sure it's eating worse.
Right? Back to Rorschach.
Yeah. Your keyboard's so clean. Yeah.
This keyboard's so softy. The doctor just licks it for days. Venus is next time he's going to get a horse.
He can set up Venus's gear on a game trailing a track deer, too. It's multi-purpose equipment.
Yeah.
Oh. Next time you go hunting, Gillib.
Yeah.
You can just bring his computer with you.
Nope. There's not enough plastic gloves in the world to touch it.
Actually, just leave the chair out there. It's kind of spongy. It's been there a long time. It was once spongy.
You put a magnifying glass to it. It looks like an episode of Snorks.
Now it's, look how
a little dude's living in here. That's awesome.
We love you, Beanish.
Obviously not.
He doesn't listen. Don't worry.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to us.
No. So who's all, like, how many guys are playing tomorrow?
We got 4 from Rochester for sure. Well,
let's
hopefully.
Just say 12, because it's always 12.
It's like 12.
And it's always 11 exactly, but let's just say 12.
are the Mankato 12 just guys coming?
We have no idea. My guess is not.
Oh, okay.
It's probably that big charity event also in Madison. And then, what was it, January 7th? Is that the source?
Yeah, it's the source one.
We should all just fucking go and just punch their faces in.
That's the plan.
I don't want to punch their faces in. We could all go there and have fun.
Yeah.
We might even win a game.
I mean, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, let's face it, we're not good.
That's true.
The point being is that we don't have to go there and pee all over them.
Yeah, we
could just go over there and play and have fun.
Should we eat Taco
Bell? Foster a community.
Should we eat Taco Bell before we go? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll definitely eat Taco Bell before we go. Mostly just because we're going to take Caleb's car. So sweet.
Taco Bell snail trails.
Yep.
Put down some towels.
Yeah. His wife will be like, have you been eating Taco Bell again?
It's like Caleb relapsing.
No. I'll give Caleb.
We talked about this in college.
She would never say that to him. She knows better than thinking you would eat Taco Bell.
Yeah. So like we were at Fat Asians this one weekend and we all left to go get food and we all cut through the yard to get to the van. And then we get to the van and we all start getting in and it stinks like the ever loving shit. And we've all walked through like a mile of dog shit. And I had so much on my feet that it was literally like just full squishy, disgusting dog turds on the sides of each of my feet. And it was like, oh my God. And like everybody like stepped on the car mats and everything else.
Oh,
yeah.
No. There was a whole dog turd.
So, when he went to Taco Bell, did he just say, I got the filling, I just need the bucket, the burrito shell now?
So anyways, John's wife was like, I've got to go out to this thing. You guys, you know, we actually had so many people that we had to take 2 cars again. And the whole premise of us taking the van was that we all wanted to fit in one vehicle. But again, when Keith and everybody else showed up late, we were like, oh, we're taking 2 vehicles anyways. And his vehicle had 1 headlight. But then she like opened, you know, John rolled down the window to like basically like, well, I still want to take the van. And she smelled it. Yeah, you just take the van. And then, so we all got out and we had to clean our feet, mostly me. And I was wiping on like everything. But we had like stamped dog shit all over the yard and then all over his driveway. And it was like wiped off and everything. So when me and Ryan left that house that night, like 2 in the morning, it was like a cow field. I mean, it smelled so fucking bad. It was the worst.
I was actually gagging trying to get to my car.
Why you not pick up after yourselves? I mean, like,
what do you mean pick up after
yourselves? I'm talking about the dogs.
If you shit in John's yard, pick up after
yourselves. Why would you do that?
When the dog's pooping in the day, that's not our job.
I'm just saying, whoever's doing the dog, pick up after yourself.
Well, we're talking about Damaris here.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Well, I told him he's got 3 kids. They need a job.
Yeah.
I found one.
Apparently it's pooping in the yard.
The dog paved literally every square centimeter with turd from his front door to this van. Like, it was...
Hey, maybe the dog's OCD or something.
Yeah, he was just rain manning it. Like, he pooped right on the edge of the grass, and then the next row, and then the next row, and he literally just... did it like a Zamboni across the entire yard.
I'm sure he wasn't trying to fertilize the yard.
He might have been, and he did a good job.
He was definitely doing a good job.
Yeah. And he
God
fertilized
damn
my
it.
Feet.
And then we fertilized the van.
Yeah.
And
then, yeah.
Jesus.
And the air. Fuck. That was just gross.
God damn it.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets that.
And that is a good ending to any story about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And how we
or John Damaris.
Go through his yard.
Aww. So anyways. How many people are, like, actually playing?
Like 12 or 14.
Okay. And it's all new guys?
No, we got the guys from Rochester coming up, but then we've got, you know, you guys and a few other people who are not new.
No, bring your list. Bring your normal list.
So Todd's going to
make people suffer.
Yep.
Todd and Bob will be there.
So we've got Todd and Bob, and then we got Tall Todd from Rochester.
Yeah. That's the Todd house.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably going to bring E. Haley, knowing him.
Yeah.
Bring your list.
Yeah, fuck him.
Maybe I'll bring E. Haley.
Fuck you, Todd. I'm bringing a legit list.
E. Haley versus Eve Ladd's fairly decent.
Yeah, it's a good.
Because it's like, oh, I can't feed for Turner. You just gotta wait.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
Maybe I'll eat E. Haley so we can E. Haley versus E. Haley.
Oh, because that's always fun to watch.
We'll just ship Captain Crew and
essentially
leave.
Nobody gets a feat.
Yeah.
I feed.
You go.
Oh, yeah.
I shoot, and then I feed. Okay, I shoot, and nobody feed it.
That was so fun. Mm-hmm. War Machine's the best.
No. Yeah, no, we'll have a good mix of like noobs and experienced players. It'll be fun. And we're playing slightly extended death clocks.
So oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's all death clock tomorrow.
That's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. That is sweet.
Yeah.
And I think it would just be out of nowhere and change it to 2014. Because like the scenarios in 2014 better than 2013.
I've never played that.
You get to play it tomorrow.
Sweet.
Yeah. Just straight up douching everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, everybody get ready for the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, I changed the rules.
It's actually like 47 points and now we're using 2012.
Yeah. And the sideboard's 42 points. And three lists are required.
So it's Commander's Crucible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you lose a model, you can't use it in the next game.
Then it gets destroyed. Like literally. Yeah. Jamie comes around.
Why does Jamie have a hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Wait, we're onto a format.
The real Iron Arena.
Yeah.
Then something dies, it gets hit by a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Chunky Arena.
Chunky Arena.
Yeah, painted only.
Yeah, forecast douchebag.
Oh, we should have recreated that video while it was here. We got a cameraman now.
Yeah, we gotta find that video somewhere. It's out on YouTube or something.
We gotta do some more video battle reports.
Do we? Flames of War.
Flames of War. Yeah. Focus and Fury does tanks. What?
Because that's the one I painted.
Does do tanks.
Yeah.
We do a lot of tanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll put up some Twitch feeds of our playing.
Yeah, a horrible player.
You can just watch us completely fail. It'll be awesome.
Cuddle Kale losing his shit.
Oh, I think Todd from Rochester started playing 12 tanks too. Make him rage quit that too. You dick.
Only if we're on the opposite team.
Yeah.
Which always happens.
No, that's my biggest joy in World Tanks, punching my friends in the face.
I've noticed.
Where they can't see me.
Yep. I may have been on the wrong end of that a couple times.
Yeah.
You just like fucking bomb him with text messages too. You motherfucker.
No, we're usually Skype. In Skype. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you, Caleb. Just fuck dude. Die.
Oh, I see Nigel.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Fuck that martyr.
Assholes.
All right, should we talk about our 7-course meals again?
7-course movies of life.
Movies.
Movies? I thought we were talking about units.
Yeah, War Machine shit.
That's 7-course. We have a different one.
Yeah. There's a movie 7-course, and then there's
the 7-course. Yeah, we're not involved in the movie one.
Okay. Well, I've seen the movie.
Haven't done the 7-course War Machines of Life.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. Shit, I can't remember what my pick was. My pick was sweet.
My newest pick lately has just been back to Mechanicals.
We talked about P-Vlad.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because he's super legit.
Yep.
Stormwall might actually be a main course.
Yeah, I think Stormwall is fucking insane.
So good.
I think my main course is Mechanicals.
Whoa.
Because there are so many of them, and they're awesome. With their UA, of course. Which is a stitch draw. And Necrosurgeon.
My appetizers, the Revenant crew.
I like the Revenant
crew. You still haven't made that list, Nigel.
It's happening.
I actually ran into the Revenant crew for the first time last weekend.
And we lost to it handily?
No, actually, that game I played against Cap, and it came down to me running away from Terminus for 3 turns in a row, and we both ran into the kill box, and so we both had 3 control points all of a sudden. So I had to run out of the control box, or out of the kill box, and then it was Kath's turn when she had Terminus on Peace Gar. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I walk away. You take a free strike? Yes. Oh, you clocked yourself. Whoops. It was like the worst clock douching ever.
Yeah.
Well, at least you can admit you're an asshole.
Yes. I honestly have no idea how to beat that list with my list. Because it was just the straight up standard Terminus plus a Holy Fuck Banes and...
And the Revenant crew.
With the Brutes. Like the Max Brute.
Did not have the Brutes. Okay. No. She didn't have any Mechanthrals.
Okay.
It was all pirates and Bane Knights.
All Bane Knights, okay.
But they're all tough, and there's a billion of them, and the fucking pirates are hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. Especially if they're shooting.
Yep.
So when are you going to get the E-Scar list out? 35 points tomorrow?
Nope. I have to actually buy it. I have to acquire it. I have to reacquire it. I've traded all that crap away for Signar.
I have all that shit.
Now I kind of want it all back. No. You don't understand.
Okay. Hey. So, yeah, I thought you were doing trolls.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. I gotta catch them all at this point.
Trolls.
This is almost a terminal case of Casey fever. Like, it can get so bad it's almost terminal. So we've reached that point.
So we're basically at the point where it's outbreak, we're just gonna nuke the site.
Yeah, he's got a Menoth plan, a Signar plan, a troll plan, a Crix plan.
Yep.
possibly a Legion plan in there somewhere.
This is what happens when your faction sucks so hard that everybody's grass is greener.
You need to play Bethane with two units of Hex Hunters.
Now they have like the Thane or whatever. Yeah. God damn it. Now I got...
Everybody's legit except for me.
No, that new Kodiak chassis, though, that's the one. That's good.
Kodiak chassis plus Epic Vlad plus...
Yeah, there's a new Kodiak.
Is it a character?
No.
I don't think it is. It's just a new chassis.
Well, isn't everybody getting a character? Or what?
It's a Warjack Renown. So in the old days, Warjack Renown came out in Escalation. It was the Seether. Stormclad, the Seether, the Guardian, and the Kodiak.
Yeah. The fancier ones.
Yep. That back when they were fancy.
Kodiak's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Kodiak is a huge...
The problem is, most people think almost every one of those jacks are a piece of shit.
I actually really like the Guardian and the Stormclad.
Yeah, the Stormclad's
Stormclad you see a lot.
Yeah. I really like the Guardian. I feel like the Guardian's one of the more underrated pieces.
Seethers you don't see much anymore.
At all.
Because they're not.
They're because they're stupid.
I would play the shit out of it if it was in my faction.
I wouldn't play the fucking Seether if someone paid me to do it. It's just bad. It's an expensive Slayer.
Yeah, it's a sweeter Slayer, but he's not worth the points.
No, exactly. That's the problem. What is he, 9 points?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Welcome to every fucking Kador Jack.
Yeah, but you still...
Fuck off.
You still hit
that's the worst part. He's 9 points, and he's totally worthless because he's made out of pure paper.
Yeah, he's probably 16.
He's pale-fisted. And
he's Matt, what, 8, though?
Yeah, he's Matt 8.
Oh, you mean like Drago?
Yeah.
Kodiak?
No, I know, but he's a little fast. I mean, he's even faster. Yeah, but he's 9 points. He sucks. He's just terrible. Yeah, he gets killed by fucking Palutena shooting.
Yeah, your Juggernaut will one-shot him.
Yeah.
If the new Kodiak chassis gets decent weapons, he could be cool.
If it's all shooting, that'd be amazing.
Some of his rules got leaked, I guess.
What?
Apparently he's got double strike.
We got Nigel
double strike axe, KC leaks, or Nigel leaks.
Well, okay.
So it's like a double strike axe, so every time he makes an attack, he makes two, and then he has a D3 POW 12 AOE 3, whatever gun. D3 shots. So it's like whatever, we're getting a blitzer.
And it'll be Pathfinder?
Because Kodiak.
Pathfinder and run for
but points. It's Matt 6.
He's probably 12 Matt points.
Red 4.
Yeah, Matt 6, Rat 4.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's probably 12
points. And it'll be 10 points or 12 points.
What's his people says?
Oh, fuck that.
That hasn't been leaked, but it's Kodar, so it'll be fucking stupid.
Have they said how Hardy's his axe hits? Is it going to be a 19?
It's double strike. It will not be good. It'll probably be a 17.
What's his normal attack?
It'll be a 16, probably.
What?
What's his normal attack?
Kodiak is 16.
16, so it'll probably be up to, I'd say an 18.
There's no way.
The Berserker's 16 with an axe. It's going to be 16.
It goes off their strength plus 2, usually.
Depends on which axe they give them.
Well, they're all strength 12. Yeah, they're all strength 12, so it'll just be whatever they decide, and I'm guessing it'll be crappy.
Well, I mean, so you look at basically the Destroyer, which is his counterpart. That's a POW 17.
Yeah.
At which point, he will be played by nobody.
Right. Well, the worst thing they can do is not give him reach, and then who cares?
It's not going to get reach.
Yeah, no. Beast and I is still better.
Ugh, fuck. Yep. Fuck you. God damn it.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Privateer Press, you're a bunch of
fucking
idiots.
Someone posted, like, Warjacks Renown are getting upgrades. And I was like, the first thought was the Behemoth. And I was like, oh my god! We're getting a second Behemoth! I can finally make a second list!
Character Conquest is coming!
Yeah. Character Restrictions, fuck you! And, nope, it was like, oh wait, the Warjacks Renown, those are the shitty ones. Oh, and then I just fucking died. Somebody actually captured perfectly on the thread. Yeah, it's like, you're like, that's exactly what I went through. It was like the little, Despicable Me guys, the little yellow guys, like, yeah! And they're like jumping in the seats and freaking out. And then it was like, and then I found out it was these. He just cut and pasted like what I was saying as I went through the emotions. And then it was like some emo vampire guy crying. So like looking out a window that's raining. That was 100% me.
God damn it. You made me all excited that it was going to be a character friggin'.
I know.
Fuck!
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I hope it would be a character friggin'.
Oh, that would have been so good. So good.
And I went, what?
Yeah, but to be fair, would you have rather a character spring that sucked? Like, there's a good chance it would have sucked.
That's
the way it's been going lately.
What?
Well, I mean, character spriggin', crappy Kodiak. Character spriggin'.
Yeah. If neither of them are gonna get played, let's go with the character.
Oh, maybe we can have a bond with Hamovich.
I bet the character spriggin' at least has a PS19 weapon.
Yeah.
Character spriggin' should have pole vault. So at the end of his move,
jumps five inches.
No,
he's so good.
It charges, and if it hits something, it gets to leap over
leap
it.
5 inches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it'd be so good.
And anything it lands on takes collateral damage. Yeah.
And then it threshers.
Yeah.
It sprays goop all everybody.
Wait, still suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 focus, man. 6 bar.
Speed 4.
Wow. I mean, you could just do this. Take random Jack for most Kato casters, take a jack, and for one focus, it can teleport anywhere on the board in melee with whatever you want. And it still sucks! It's still goddamn garbage! Ugh, fucking Christ.
Yeah. That'd Anyways. Be, go- yeah, I would not play that jack.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Cause you get there and you're like, oh, I
can't even hit this guy.
I boost my initial attack. Yay, I hit. I didn't kill you. And then I buy an unboosted attack and then blah.
Yeah. It'll be-
They but make... my jack's there, you get to have it for free, kid.
I'll get star action on a solo that does it to juggernauts.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's be real, berserkers. So you can't even, you know, do it.
So going back to our new card idea, right? If you could have a new juggernaut card, right?
Yep.
What are like the one or two things you think that would make juggernaut good for 7 points? Reach is my top one.
Weapons platform.
On a juggernaut? No, juggernaut.
Juggernaut. Just the axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got crit freeze already. I think Reach would probably do
Aura Thresher.
Well, then basically is Beast 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speed 6.
I feel like speed 5 and Reach.
No, give him an ability, take D3, get plus 2 speed.
Dude.
I would give him an ability.
Yeah. He gets Redline.
Yeah.
I'd give him a special ability that is he has a variable point cost. If he is the only jack in your battle group, he costs exactly whatever your battle group points are. That would be fine. That would be
How do I use these points? Yeah. Here's my garbage.
Yeah, here's my fucking piece of shit that is eating my army, so I can just take all the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I'd have to do. And then yay, Juggernaut, sweet.
No, I like Gabe's idea, right? You give him Reach, right? So all of a sudden he doesn't completely suck. He's still power 19, sweet. You make him 8 points, but then he gets 2 inch of movement for D3 points, whatever.
Yeah, take D3, move plus 2.
Hmm.
Yeah. Plus 2 speed, so you can run, actually. Yeah. So you can run 12. That'd be legit.
Yeah, for 9 points, though, you can have that little dickhead junior warcaster do it.
True.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's 4 points on his own, isn't he?
Yeah. He's 3, sorry, for 10 points.
No, it's 11 points. He's 4 points.
Oh, he's up to basically a regular Cador jerk now.
Or what's his jerk cost?
7.
Yeah, and then the little junior cost 3. So
93?
Yeah.
93.
Perfect.
I was about to have my mouth there. It's like, if this Juggernaut has 8 points, I quit. Fucking Christ. If he costs the same as the Reckoner,
there's something fucking wrong with this goddamn...
Yeah, I'm driving to Seattle.
The fact that he's only one under the Reckoner is a whole separate...
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy fuck balls.
The Reckoner is one less than a Destroyer.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The Destroyer just needs to get fucking scrapped.
Yeah.
Or there just needs to be a God or Choir.
Yeah, that does what?
Plus two, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, Cador Choir.
Just give
it,
us the actual choir.
You know, honestly, that would fix the fact.
Yeah.
Cador Choir. Maybe we needed a choir.
We got people who sing.
I would be sweet. It would be sweet to have a choir that gave plus two armor.
Yeah, it would be sweet to break the game like that.
No, I'm saying
that is not breaking the game
anymore. Instead of an offensive buff, if he just gave plus two armor and something stupid.
Or if he just gave plus two.
To be honest, there's so many things that crack armor these days. Like, having a power 22 is not broken.
Yeah.
Or an armor 22 juggernaut. Not that broken.
Yeah.
Having a power. Because they're, again, you can play that e-baller tier list that spams 24.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you can actually spam some 24.
And that would be fluffy because Kator's supposed to be all the heavily armored bullshit. Which we're not.
Yeah. Now we're literally just the faction that wears too much red.
Yeah.
They're the red guys. that's their thing.
They have shotguns and
They're
Joe.
Snappy dressers.
They don't even get long coats. They're not even a horde army.
Yeah. They're too expensive to be a horde army.
No.
All Kassite list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. There it is.
What's your horde do? Die.
They could make a horde list. You could take 50 IFP. Or you could take
IFP, how many points? 10 for the pack?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take just fucking...
You could take 30 IFP and then a full pirate boat.
30 IFP plus,
Chaos. I think Winterguard.
Or Winterguard.
Yep.
No, you know, be sweet. Giving him clear.
You could spam.
So that you could shoot through your own guys.
That would
be amazing.
You could spam Steelheads.
Yeah, Steelheads for 6 points for 10 dudes is legit.
Boom.
If you're gonna do a fucking list, you do that list.
Yeah. Almost mechanical.
And then all you need is 1 point Valachos.
Yep.
Yeah.
For free.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
Tier list. You could get 80 Steelheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kill yourself.
The cool thing with that is that list might actually be a death clock list. You just wave them down.
All you do is just walk. You just walk up and never make an attack.
That's all you do.
How many guys did you kill this game? 60. He's still at 20 in the zone.
Yeah.
I played against that list basically.
Oh.
Except for it was Kriggs. It was Igor Shade and his fucking stupid,
a bajillion Banes.
Bajillion Banes. God, that was fucking annoying. I killed that list like 3 times. And it kept coming back.
The 30 Mechanithral list?
Huh.
So there's 3 full packs plus all of the Brute Thralls?
What's that fucking retarded guy's name at our store that plays the 30, like, Banes?
Berlinghoff?
Berlinghoff.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wow. Edit. Caleb said something, edit.
I was like, Corky? Benny? I was going to draw the retards.
You can only have 3 packs of Steelheads.
Oh. What? Oh. Are you fucking restricted on that?
We need a tier list.
They were that close to making Kotor again.
Nope.
Well, you can take 3 of those and then 3 Kossites. So that's 60 dudes.
Yeah.
Actually, that's... Fuck, we're getting into this legit category.
No, we're not.
I can actually play this.
Oh, my God. Please do.
Did you throw the Ragman in there? Like, with just a pair of points? That's a lot of death field.
And Sorcha. And it's a Sorcha list.
I kind of feel like I just got Stockholm Syndrome going on over here.
I might. It's just fucking...
I'm so traumatized. I'll play anything.
Yeah.
All right, so 3 units of the Halberdiers and then 3 units of the Cav. You only have 1. We need some sweet tier lists.
Yeah. Also,
bitch.
The cap. You can't. The cap too. That's too rich.
Yeah.
That's too premium.
Yeah.
You got to dial this.
You literally
back to
get 1 solo for 4 points. For 2 more points, you could get 9 extra
rifle court. How many Kossites can you take though? Are they FAU or are they FA like 1?
They're probably 1.
There's probably
actually
2.
I think
but
they're
you
one.
Only have 1 dude.
What?
1 dude.
You can only have 1 boss. So
Kossite.
No,
we're talking about
Kossite.
No, Kossite. Not Kazi.
Yeah, we're talking about the good stuff.
Oh.
No, we're not talking about
you take Yuri? You take Yuri in that shit?
True.
You take Yuri? You take Yuri? Yuri the Ragman.
Yuri the Ragman.
Yuri the Ragman. That's 5 points. And then you take 30 Kossites and 30 Steelheads.
This is so stupid.
That list owns nuts.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. It absolutely owns nuts.
If you what? Own this, you're nuts.
No way.
Yeah. Casey has a valid point.
The old witch could totally play this.
You have fun with that.
Wait. You can get 2 units of press gangers in there still.
Really?
I mean, those are six points for 10 dudes.
Yeah, but have we done the Kossites? We need to punch up this dojo.
Oh, okay, we're gonna have to
my
make
phone
this list.
My phone hates War Room so much I uninstalled it. So I have to either go up and get my iPad to do this dojo or reinstall it on my phone. And I actually sort of sympathize with my phone, so I don't know if I want to reinstall it.
All right, create new army.
I didn't do my 7 course.
Field allows 2 for Kossites.
Okay. Well, pick one.
What's your 7 course? What is your main
Omnifex.
Course?
Omnifex.
Oh, they're so good. I love that 3-man
unit of guys that make our jacks cooler. They're pretty sweet.
Repair dudes, or?
Yep. They repair, they buff, and...
That wouldn't be your main course, though.
That sounds like a faction that works.
But
fuck
it's
that.
What am I
eating? Yeah, they get acquired, too. Didn't you know
what
that?
Course would that be, Casey?
I'm going to say that's an appetizer.
Okay. Sure.
Actually, no. Is it they're almost an auto include, so they're like
my or third course. My bread course would be Battle Mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
The bread course the first one?
I don't know. It's the one wherever
with
they
bread?
Bring fucking
whatever.
Bread.
Okay. He gets a bread course.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd have fun, like they go with everything. They're legit. For 3 points.
I love mechanics.
Yeah. They're literally the best 3 points you could spend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they my little unit has repair 9. The heal D6,
mm-hmm.
and they can give out Pathfinder, Magic Weapon. And,
yeah, fuck those guys. That's
the last thing they give out.
I gotta take like solos. 9 points of fucking solos to do that shit.
Yep. Yeah, but we're actually a Jack faction. They've just clearly decided that Kotor should get pooped on for Jacks. This is coming from an old Kotor player. Our Jacks got pooped on.
We have like 3 good Jacks.
Yeah.
Shit, we still got
literally 3.
Yeah.
How are we doing? We got 3 units of Kossites?
We've got
only
2.
They're FA2?
Yeah.
Those fucks.
So you have 5 units of 10 guys.
Okay,
right
we got.
I don't know why the
do you,
fuck
do you
they never want to limit
you. We have 70 troops.
Do you have Yuri and the Ragman in there?
No. Okay,
you have
70
troops? How do you have
70
troops? 2 packs of pirates?
Press gangers.
This is sweet. Yeah.
The press gangers AD too, by the way.
Yeah.
And they just take over your army.
I don't see how this will result in anything but like an aneurysm.
No, it's just a fucking retard move.
This is actually an amazing list that will just
you
go nuts.
You do that and let us know.
Okay, we got 3 points. What are we putting in here? An Iris?
No, she's too sweet.
A dog. and another dude.
Can we do two Manhunters?
Gundren?
We can do a Manhunter.
Saxon Orc.
Because something needs Pathfinder, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably in this list, yes.
And a dog.
Don't Cossacks have Pathfinder?
They do, but you have 30 Steelheads. And
yeah, so right. Epic Sorcerer's probably going to need a dog to hide behind. Huh?
Yeah, so that's...
So it's E-Sorcerer?
Yeah.
Well, I just... That's what you said.
Zerkova might actually be able to run this list.
No. God, you... What? You just go full.
If you're going to run the press gang, you may as well run Zerkova.
That's true. That's true. Then you get the super assassination run.
Yeah.
And Zerkova's how many jack points? Six?
Six as well.
So that means you get a berserker.
It's perfect. Yeah. However, either way, you get a berserker.
Yep. If this works in the tier list, you can actually take a Vanguard.
It's true.
It doesn't. I guarantee it doesn't.
Yeah, because there's no Grey Lords.
What?
You don't have any Grey Lord units. Oh. You need Grey Lords.
There's no way she's allowed to take Steelheads or Press Gangers.
How's the Berserker? Six goddamn points.
I know.
It's all, holy Jesus.
Yeah. Everything needs to come down one. The Berserker needs to be five. The Juggernaut needs to be six. The Destroyer fucking has to be eight tops. That's just not a 9-point fucking jack. I'm sorry.
You know what costs six, Caleb? Slayers.
Yeah, fuck you.
What are Matt seven?
Basically,
I'd rather have fucking Hunter. Every day of the week, I'd rather have a Hunter.
They're pretty sweet.
You could also just go look at, like, COC jacks and be like, hey, look at that point cost. Look at that.
Yeah. COC does not pay for their jacks.
All right, we got the list. It's Zerkova, Wardog, Berserker, Yuri, Ragman, Saxon, 3 Max Halberdiers, 2 Max Woodsmen, and 2 Max Press Gangers.
That's a lot of kicking ass.
That's a lot of fail.
That's a lot of kicking ass. Maybe too much to deal with.
76 models.
That is
get that off the table.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah. I was hoping
we could actually get that up a little higher, but whatever.
You're gonna death clock yourself.
I have 20 halberdiers, by the way. I have 20 halberdiers, and I have 20 Cossites, and I have 10 press gangers.
We can get this up higher. We can just get rid of Saxon, Ragman, and Yuri.
They're too good. They make the list work, though. You're spamming so many, like.
How do they make it work?
Because you're spamming so many reach models with crappy pal that the little +2 to blow up is pretty sweet. Ragman's legit, that list.
I'm
fucking dying over here.
I know.
I'm literally just dying.
This list is crazy enough to work.
Yeah.
What the? Why didn't you put
it? Oh, Alexia. Holy shit. How can Alexia not be in this goddamn list?
Alexia kind of needs to be in this
list. Yeah, take one of those fucking press gangers out of there.
No.
No.
Yuri gets the fuck out of here.
No, Yuri makes all the Cossites legit.
No, you dropped Saxon.
No, because if you have Alexia, she really needs Saxon.
Yeah, how many points is Alexia?
Five.
That's it?
Is that the one on the horse?
No.
No, that's the unit.
What?
Yeah, she's 5 points.
What?
I know, see? This list is starting to get sweet.
And it's her +10, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Or her +9.
Is it 9? No.
How's that unit 5 points?
I don't know.
Because they're fucking terrible.
Yeah, but they're not the ones you worry about.
Yeah, you know, just fuck off. Who cares about them?
Oh my god, this is so
they
bad.
They are really terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, we could put a field gun crew in there.
No.
I mean, we're making a sweet list. We might as well get all the sweet in there at once.
I don't think podcast. We're taking this serious anymore. We were close to being Super Dojo, and now
oh my god.
Okay, so, this...
Well, a Manhunter. We got room for a
he
Manhunter.
He combos up with Yuri.
It's a Yuri model. I mean,
wait, though. So we got Alexi back in there.
Who did we take out?
We took out one of the press gangers.
Okay.
Oh. Why don't you just go to a Min press ganger?
Or two men. Yeah, 2 men press gangers.
They can fucking Shanghai people.
2 men press gangers and you lose the war dog. And then you get Alexia in there. And then that way you're still, Shanghaiing and press and seducing and all that stuff.
Boom. Perfect.
How many models?
Done.
Let's see.
This is the worst idea ever. 12, 22, 32, 42, 52, 62. What?
No.
Top.
How many models
it says how many.
Now you made a loser's count. Son of a bitch.
72.
72 models.
Yeah. Plus your, like, Warcaster and bullshit.
But that's just in units. More.
That's 72. Yeah.
And you have Alexia, so you can make more.
Yeah, Alexia. Recycles.
You can get higher.
Yeah, 77 total.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, and you've got, more of us plus Alexia. You're recycling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And now that we've wasted most of your evening.
Yeah. If anybody buys this.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
No. Nigel might run this.
I actually might run this. Because it's 2 min units press gangers. All I need is another last, another unit leader, and I'd have that.
I need to know
I have
how
those.
Long it takes you to deploy this.
All right, I have a unit of Cossites. I have a unit of press gangers that you can use. I don't have any halberdiers, though, so I can't get you that last unit of halberdiers.
Todd has them.
Yeah. Boom. Let's get this on the table.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is too good to fail. I could proxy IFP.
I mean, it is true. It's like you have no idea how to actually deal with that many guys.
I know. It could be so crazy. Like in a scenario environment, if you crush the scenario environment, and the worst part is that, like, Zerkova with the Berserker, because it just, like, runs for free every turn, or charges for free, it'll get in the zones and she pushes everything within 2-4 inches away.
From it.
Yeah, from it. So you're like, that's my zone, and then you just jam it with, garbage.
You got 20 models coming on from the sides.
Yeah, 20 models from the sides.
Literally completely fill the zone with dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, exactly. Like, you couldn't deploy, like, a Helldiver in the zone. Like,
God, I guess I explode. Brings burrowers.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna give some, like, some
conquest, dude. Like, crit devastate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then he clocks himself moving everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It'll just take so long to do anything.
Or the fucking red dude just crit consumes a 5-inch, like 30 dudes off the table.
Yeah. It makes me wonder how many dudes you could stick in an Erusk list. You know, like.
Yeah, why wouldn't you run that with Erusk?
Epic Erusk. Yeah. Well, because they're steelhead, so you don't get the tough bonus.
Yeah. But, the Kassites would, though. Yeah. Tough Kassites. Ooh.
You could just run 10-man units of Winter Guard with nothing. Yeah. Like, just 10-man units of Winter Guard. Would just still be pretty obnoxious.
Bobbing and weaving.
They can't bob and weave.
Yeah, they can't bob.
But they sure shit can hit, just and shoot out 12s.
They can't grape shot.
Yeah, they can't grape shot either.
And but, they don't get powerful charge like a halberdier does, and they don't have set defense.
And they're not reach.
But they are all tough and obnoxious. Yeah, actually, it's amazing how crappy they are without all the crazy, like, how many layers of shit it takes to make those guys good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have UA, then Copy Joe, and then let's just throw Vlad on top of that, and then, let's get some rockets in there.
Yeah.
Okay, they're legit. Yeah. You know, but, like,
we put
stuff,
20 points into it.
They're bobbing and weaving, and they're spraying people down, and yeah.
Oh, why did the riflemen have to cost so much? Those could have been sweet in this list.
Yeah, the riflemen could have been sweet. I think the Kassites might be the game winners, though. The little 20 shots a turn, just crazy shots.
You death clock your shot itself, like, oh, I missed. Oh, I missed.
Those would be the only attacks this list.
Like 20 times.
Yeah.
This list doesn't make attacks, it just jams the
I would do this, I would just combo it up, I'm just gonna roll 4 dice, and if it adds up, like, if that hits, then we'll say one of the guys hit. You know, you just
judge.
Judge, just speed things up a little bit.
We've discovered a Mark III rule.
Yeah.
The super combined ranged attack.
Yeah. Yep. It doesn't make the one shot that did hit more powerful.
Just it
gives you a mild chance of hitting.
Nigel, you now have a focus for your challenge.
Yep.
To play this list.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
At least once.
Tomorrow. What? If you guys let me play this against a bunch of 35ers.
Yes!
No!
Yeah,
that would be so awesome. Yes, come on.
I think my siege list still wins. There's AoEs in it.
I don't know. That's a lot of AoEs. I'll beat you on scenario by the time you start AoE stuff down.
Yeah, until, like, a conquest steps into the zone. You're like,
fucking opponented.
Foul tens! I can't do anything!
I will nickel and dime that fucker down.
No, you won't.
If you didn't bring Hamovich... Yeah, you'll get right. Just bust that armor.
I'm bringing Hamovich, and then I'm going to be like, yo, dog, I heard you can shoot more.
Yeah. Hamovich would be good tonight.
No!
Hammer 23, what do we do? Yeah. For one turn, they're all like checking their watches, like, let's just let it shoot us one more turn, then we'll charge it.
I'll just have to run
first time that
my armor 22.
Mm-hmm.
That first on that list fights Signar, it just gets destroyed.
How?
All the fucking AoE, like, bullshit.
What?
Can't come in
what AoEs?
Chain Lightning, you get whatever you want. No, just, no, no. You have it all make more.
Alexia is, like, living in the sprinkler.
Yeah, she's like,
yeah.
Well, you
know. Then Alexia, like, comes and, like, one rounds your Starfall. Yeah. I had 40 souls!
The Black 13 puts out its template, you know, all those stupid chain lightnings. Yeah.
She can eat out an unboosted POW 12, getting through it and just blowing it up. Oh, you killed a couple dudes on the way in. Now it's time to blah.
Die in a fire, yeah.
This list just beat you in the dojo.
She got corpses from your own guys.
Want to know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it goes up against Epic Sorcerer and she just freezing grips the front unit and you're like, ah, crap.
Yeah. It's one of like 62 units and then the other two are coming in on the side.
The rest
this
of them is just like they're
awesome.
Hitting each other. Yeah.
Oh shit, we can't move.
Long jam.
You could actually have, she's like, I'll freeze and grip that one unit of steelheads. Then the second unit of steelheads will kill the first unit, which then goes into Alexia, and then the third unit will charge through that crap. So like, all you did was slow me down. And you didn't even do that. And then the Cossacks come in on the back door. Pew! 20 shots, baby. Two of those hit.
And not do anything.
The thing that actually bothers me is you haven't been drinking. What? That's kind of, I mean, don't you? I could understand this if you were drunk. But
if you were out on a Cador Island with me, and all you had was a volleyball to talk to for 3 hours.
You'd come up with this list?
Yeah, yes. You'd come up with lists
It's just me and a decimator named Will. Whatever, Wilson.
So is Caleb the volleyball or is Ryan the volleyball?
Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah. Ryan's on board with this and he's trying to help him.
Yeah, this is the sweetest legit. List
this
ever.
Might be Wilson!
And then you pop her feet, and what are they going to do?
Play
not
the
make
best
special attacks.
In the world. With each a soul.
I think we need like a montage of this.
And then me and Ryan, we looked at each other. We said, okay. And we played the first thing that came to our head.
This just so happened to be
the stupidest the fucking list in the world. It was the greatest list in the world.
Looking into my eyes, and it's easy to see. One
it was
one
an Epic Haley in the Black 13. Destiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just happened.
God.
We'll be recording a studio album.
Yeah.
Nigel sings.
Yep.
About stupid shit.
Yep. It's a Christmas album.
Listen, you know you want to play the Zirkova list.
No.
Yeah, we know you do.
Wait, this isn't a Zirkova list.
It's a Zirkova.
What? I thought it was Usorcia.
No, we made it a Zirkova list.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Zirkova list, dude.
We upgraded it.
Fuck.
Upgrade. That's a serious turd polish.
You're a turd already.
I don't know about polishing it. No, you played this as Peace Sorcia. Because then you feed, they can't get their dudes into the zone. It's like, it's just even better. You don't ever make attacks.
Yeah.
You just jam them.
Yeah. You're on 70 dudes past the zone.
Though, yeah.
And then they can't get in ever.
Yeah.
It's the worst part. Is it even that many dudes compared to like a Crix list that can make? Can't Crix or Pirates or like Mercs just make a crazier list?
I don't It'd be about the same.
Are we just drunk with power that doesn't exist?
nobody plays Cossacks.
I feel like someone's got a 100 model list out there. They were just like, fucking idiots.
And it runs Terminus.
Mm-hmm. Are Mechanthrall FAU?
Oh my god.
Let's find out.
They probably are.
Yeah.
No, and they're probably cheaper too.
They are cheaper. They're 5 points.
Well, yeah, they're exactly. But I'm just saying they probably get like a discount after like, when you buy 10 units?
You get 12 for free.
Yeah. It's because they all suck.
No. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem.
Dark guidance
with them.
And they all hit everything.
Yeah. Power 20s. Derp, 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 again, thralls.
FA3.
No.
Oh, yeah. So that's just 30 dudes.
30 dudes.
But Blood Witches. Right?
Well,
two.
30 dudes and then pirates.
Yeah, you run your pirate boat.
Mm-hmm.
And Blood Witches and...
Yeah. And Celifax.
The Drudge Slaves?
Yeah.
That'd
be amazing.
Drudge Slaves are 4-6.
Yep.
Black Ogre and Boarding
tough.
Party.
Mm-hmm. Not good enough.
Yeah.
Too premium. Expensive.
No.
No, they're cheap. They're 8-wound models. They're dirt cheap.
Yeah.
They're too premium, though, for what we're trying to do.
Holy shit.
If Crix was going to spam, they wouldn't waste their time with that shit.
No.
So, 2 full units of Satixas.
Blood Witches.
Blood Witches.
6 points, right?
Yep.
Each?
Yep. So that's 12.
30 Mech Thralls.
Yep.
And then
that's
full
15.
15.
Two Distral units.
Yeah, you'd have to have the Stitch Thralls.
Yeah, you gotta recycle all that shit.
Bile Thralls are only 8 points.
No, you wouldn't run Biles in that one. So this would clearly be a Terminus list, obviously.
Undead shit. Except for the Blood Witches aren't.
No, that's true.
Will you run the Blood Witches without their UA?
In this list, yes.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Because we're being retarded.
Yeah, because we've gone off the reservation.
We're trying to see if there's any list in the dojo that can beat the Zirkova list. I'm pretty sure that can't happen.
And so far, no.
Yeah.
No, they cannot.
So far.
I'm pretty sure that Resnik tier list actually does beat the Zirkova list in the dojo, which is because he gets steelheads, and then he gets to throw like Zelds behind that. And
And this stuff is clearly a P-Scar list.
Yeah.
P-Scar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything gets plus 5 strength and armor?
Oh, the McDraw list. Yeah. No, I'm still... The power is in the 30 steelheads, the 20 Kossites, and then the 12
you are
pirates.
Fucking insane.
We'll be done with this bit now.
What?
Like, I'm done. I'm no longer on talking about this.
See, this is, Jamie, this is so you step up. Normally, we just see, and you're like a deflated, passed out guy on the side of the, like, the side of the road. Jamie, what happened?
I need a Snickers. Well, we're at an hour and a half, and at least 12 minutes of this is usable, so.
Maybe.
Okay, worst dojo ever. Next week, we're going to prepare the topics, we're going to bring the khakis, and then we're going to get the chicks.
What?
I'm wearing khakis.
All right. So we just have to prepare topics then, and then you get the chicks.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And learn basketball.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
All right. Yeah, we don't play those pussy suburban rules either.
Or 35 yeah. points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So yeah. What are you doing? Doing well. See you at the end of the music.
Motherfuckers.
Champagne, wine, champagne, wine.
Yeah, that did not help.
I can't masturbate on this photo. She's taken.
How many times has that stopped you, Jamie?
Oh.
Zero.
You can't even think of a number. It's
there's
so
like a sock sculpture in his room that looks like her.
Can I just say, I've never understood that. The whole whack into a sock thing. I've never done that. I don't get it.
Because you've got it all over your chest, and you don't want to fucking use like your mom's doilies. You just go get the sock off the floor. Yeah. That's where it comes from.
And
is
we learned
like
something.
A fucking water hose of you?
Like, you can't control it. No, you can't. You can't look. You can't get the computer. There's a whole. The front 180 can't be hit.
What he's not telling us is that his keyboard and his monitor are wrapped in saran wrap.
Yes. It is spotless. I've got like a Gallagher shield that I have to
I picked up that Logitech keyboard you can put through a dishwasher.
For that reason?
Not for that reason, but it's so.
For that
like
reason.
Yeah.
Come on. Holy crap.
I suddenly need to hook it up.
Did you get the USB lube dispenser too?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
It's warm.
Find
dude.
That unfortunate?
You can combine that with the like little like Mr. Coffee heater thingies.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
So you just put your lotion bottle on that and then you're good to go.
Oh my fucking sweet Jesus.
Yep.
I can't tell if you're upset or amazed.
Disturbed is the correct. Yeah.
And then you get the USB powered fleshlight, and you're
well,
just
I was
good
just
going to
say you just order Jimmy John's. and then the lube, the warm lube in the sandwich.
And then you put your dick in the sandwich?
Yes, it's a ham sandwich. Yes.
I think that's the whole point. I think American Pie might actually have some pies on their menu you could order too.
Yep. I think I just threw up.
Yeah. Are you guys saying you've never done that?
Jesus.
I do love Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Peppers.
Wow.
Well, there was a topic.
There it is.
Have we sent Caleb to Bad Dragon yet?
Who?
Have you guys not known what Bad Dragon is?
No.
It's so good.
Okay. So, nope. You know what? We're going to do this.
No, my God.
We're still going to do this.
God damn it. Jesus.
Oh, this is so good.
It's all fun until someone has to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not YouTube.
Oh, Jesus.
Stefan in the
Wait,
house.
Wait, Bad Dragon, isn't that the dildo thing that you were into?
Yeah. Oh, no, fuck this.
Yeah,
no.
we've done the bad. We've done the Bad Dragons.
Caleb hasn't.
No.
That's fine.
What the fuck is this?
You gotta put the Game of Thrones soundtrack on this
one. Anyways, what else do we want to talk about, aside from dildos and dragon dicks and...
Wow.
Yeah, someone said in our forums, like, it was Defenstrator, was like, I love this episode, but we went through all your good material first. And I think, like, we were talking about, like, dildos and just, like, it was just random.
What was it with the thread being like, we listen to this with our kids? And I'm like, why would you listen to us with your kids around?
You are the worst fucking parent ever.
They were talking about
to us.
That was
Jimmy's
Down Minis.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
Yeah,
no, there are a couple guys who talked about us.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe their kids are adults.
They have the coolest
kids
ever born.
Maybe their
kids
are fucking deaf. Yeah.
Or their kids are like miniature Fonzies.
Hey.
They're like Cool Mike. Hey, it's Cool Mike. A little Andrew Dice Clay.
And they're all Cotter players now.
I was at the playground banging this chick. I was like, gush. Hit the bricks, bitch. She's got down the slide. She got out of there.
Oh, no, you got to look at some of these.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's so good.
No.
Did they listen to our podcast about the War Machine dildos and then like, wait a minute. We can make dildos.
Yeah.
There's one called Tara the Amazon Wyvern.
You.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nearly as good as, you know, our ideas for dildos.
Yeah.
The Reckoner is a way better dildo.
Yeah.
Are you saying Bruiser the Fusion is not as good?
Yes. As Beast 09? No.
No.
That's true.
The Behemoth.
Yeah. Or Conquest.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kator flavored dildo.
They actually make one of these that has like a pump inside, and they come with like fake spooge, and has like a syringe.
Ugh. Why do like, you spooges. Like this?
Because it makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, it's so fucking weird.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd make a little extra scratch on the side. So you sell that stuff.
I thought it was drying, like, furry tentacle.
No. Yeah. I can't lower myself. There's limits.
Standard. It's right above that.
I can fill up a Ziploc baggie and send it off to random people.
Put tentacle cat porn.
Please, yeah. Please end the podcast.
Yeah, it was so good.
No, it's fucking.
God damn it, Jamie.
Yeah,
put your phone away.
That is incredibly funny. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's wrong.
What do you mean?
That's so wrong.
Yeah,
it's just an octopus tentacle.
Japanese is just like freaking out. Right
it just
now.
Means the chicks are into it. The Japanese are onto something clearly.
Like, yeah, they've been just, nuked.
Yeah, it's called sushi.
It's just not all the dudes that are been nuked.
Well, three times now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's too soon.
Okay, what other subjects?
Okay, we got? Actual subjects.
Actual subjects. Oh, go. Shit.
How not to Tokyo Drift.
Oh, too soon.
To be fair, he didn't drift it. He just rammed it.
Well, yeah.
He Tokyo drifted. Yeah. They said he hit one of those little, reflective plates on the ground.
The key was going 90 miles an hour. The key was he wasn't driving.
He wasn't driving.
Yeah.
Because they would have survived it if he was. He would have been like, he would have done three circles around that tree and been on his way.
So, just a side note at my work. This is just a stupid work anecdote.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, Matt, was talking to a girl named Peng Zhao. And she's Chinese. And Matt was like, this was like a real Chinese fire drill. And then he looked and realized that she's Chinese. He's like, And then he tried to immediately try to like bail out on the situation. Like, Nigel, you've heard of those, right? Oh, the Chinese file drills? Yeah, I know. He's like, Peng Zhao, have you ever heard of that? And she's like, you know, in broken English, no, what is that? I was like, oh God, Matt, no! And I was like, that's what Paul Walker was trying to do when he got in the accident. And she was like, are you serious? That's what happened? And I was like, yeah, they crashed into a pole and they tried to do a Chinese fire drill. It does not work because you can't get back into the burning vehicle. You will die, as Paul Walker found out. She's like, that is ridiculous. That is not what happened. I'm like, that is what happened. She totally believed it. And then we had to talk about it. That's not what happened. And I tried to save him from his own racist stupidity. And then he was like, I've got a free pass. I could walk away. Nah, he kept going. He started digging with both shovels.
That's when you leave. Like, fuck you.
I was out.
I helped.
Yeah,
I'm now ejecting.
This room's too awkward for me. I'm leaving.
That's a pretty awkward room if Nigel has to walk away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, what did we just talk about?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Semen bags.
Yeah.
I thought we were trying to reference something that caused me to walk away. No, it hasn't happened tonight.
There's still time. The night is young. We haven't even talked about War Machine yet.
Yeah. Yep.
We play War Machine?
No.
No.
I played a game of it.
Yeah. You played a game of it today. Yeah.
What?
Should we do at least an intro?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. We gave up on that.
So yeah. We can't do the intro until we have a topic. We're still on the preamble for Christmas.
God damn it.
How did you guys Flames of War go this week?
I didn't get to play.
That's not a topic.